We're joined this morning by Dan Clark with PolitiFact New York, a new feature coming to the Buffalo News. Good morning to you, Dan.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, let's get into a little bit of background of what PolitiFact New York is and what it aims to be. Well, give us a little bit of a rundown.
PolitiFact is partnering with the Buffalo News. We're going to be looking at lawmakers and policymakers, advocates, really anybody that's in the public eye in New York State. Or we're also going to be looking at the presidential candidates, since both of them technically call home to our state.
What about the way PolitiFact works? Do they have a grading system that outlines how these particular statements might be graded?
We have something that's called a truthometer, which you will see on our website. It varies from whether a claim is true to whether a claim is what we call pants on fire. And that's kind of a step past false. That's when somebody makes a claim that's either so ridiculous or has absolutely no information to back it up that we can't even just rate it as false.
Well, you're most certainly building my curiosity. Who are you scrutinizing first and foremost here?
So the first, we're taking a shot at the governor. Our story really centers around a claim that he made during signing heroin opioid legislation. He made the claim that more people, or as many people, are dying from heroin or opiate overdoses as people who died at the peak of the AIDS crisis from AIDS.
Hmm.
So with that claim, it's really a database claim. We talked to the Centers for Disease Control, which tracks this nationally, which is what the governor was referring to. We talked to the State Department of Health about this, and you can see the results right in the story there.
Now, is that the loan statement that's being graded in today's story?
We do have two other stories going online today as well. One dealing with the Trump campaign and one actually dealing with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Can you give us any preview into them, or do we have to wait and see?
No, I can absolutely tell you just a little bit about them.
Please.
The Trump claim is Michael Caputo, who actually ran Carl Paladino, the Buffalo School Board member's 2010 gubernatorial campaign, said that Mr. Trump was outspent by all of his primary challengers. So we actually went day by day and month by month to see when those challengers dropped out and how much they spent compared to the presumptive GOP nominee. And I'll let your listeners view that story as well. The other one is New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio put out a number of how many immigrants were affected in New York City by the recent Supreme Court decision to strike down President Obama's 2014 immigration actions. And that was a pretty significant claim for the city, which has a high Hispanic population.
This is going to be your beat, right, Dan? I mean, you're going to be following this in the months to come out of Albany. Can you give us maybe a sample of some of the things that you may be touching upon as you move forward here, things that you'll be checking on?
Absolutely. So leading up to November, I think a lot of our more important stories are going to be centering around elections, particularly elections in the state Senate. The state Senate is in a very tight balance of control between Republicans and Democrats. Both sides are fighting really, really hard this election season to either keep control on the Republican side or take back control on the Democrat side for that chamber. So we think we're going to have a really close look at that, particularly the race in the 60th Senate District in Buffalo that's being vacated by Mark Panapinto, Chris Jacobs and Amber Small are facing off in that race, so stay tuned for updates on that one. Aside from that, we'll definitely be looking at congressional elections. There are plenty of races around the state to focus on in that respect as well.
Finally, Dan, the PolitiFact is being billed as being, quote, independent and nonpartisan. There's no doubt about it. Newspapers are often criticized for their supposed bias, and the Buffalo News most certainly gets criticized locally for its alleged bias or claimed bias. So how do we know that this really will be independent and nonpartisan?
I think the beauty of PolitiFact is that we don't really have an opportunity to be partisan. We are totally independent because you see on the side of every story that we do all the sources that we interview. So you can see where we got that information, who we talked to. As far as the claims, we are really going for anybody who makes a statement. It doesn't matter whether they're Republican, Democrat, Green Party, or Independent. Anybody who is making a statement that may be designed to lean voters a certain way, or even if it's an advocacy group or a town mayor, anything like that, we're really looking at anybody and everybody who is putting something out there that may or may not be true. So we really have no bias. We're accepting all claims that anybody recommends to us.
Dan Clark, check him out at buffalonews.com with PolitiFact New York. Dan Clark, thanks very much for your time.